Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. Your host, Joe, and with you today is co-host Ron.
I'm only Ron for now. So anyways,
that's gonna be relevant. We're on the third issue of this Green Lantern story arc. If you want to check out our previous episodes, check out our last two episodes.
So we come back in right where we left off, where Legion is strangling
Green Lantern.
Yep. Yes. And he's like, yo, you'll take me to Oa. Is that how you say that? Okay.
Yeah.
You'll take me to the Guardian. He's like, dude, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. I just got this cool ring from this dead dude. And then Hal takes off his uniform. Now, mind you, the guy hasn't let go of him yet.
It's not that he takes off the uniform. The ring powers down.
Okay, fair enough. The ring powers down, so he doesn't have the outfit on, the costume. And this dude's like, wait, hold on. Where did the Green Lantern go? I need the Green Lantern. How did he get away from me? I don't know where he's at. I'm just going to throw you over here, and I got to go find the Green Lantern, because you're obviously not him, because I wasn't just holding on to you, and now you change your uniform, and now you're not. So
there is what? I know there's a show or a movie, or even comics, where like somebody turns invisible, and they're holding on to him, and they turn invisible, and they let go immediately. It's like, why are you letting go?
If I split you in half, will you stay invisible? Oh.
I mean, but no, it's asinine, because you're right. He's holding on. He's following the signature, which makes sense. Signature like blinked out because the power ran out, like the ring power ran out. So yeah, he's going to be mad, but you're right. Like, I'm holding him. Now he's gone. Are you him? You're not him? Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so you got Hal here in the middle of a police station with a bunch of dead cops. And he just walks away.
Yep. Like he's nothing.
I'm just gonna kind of mosey on out of here.
And so he escaped jail.
Yeah. And then he starts hitchhiking.
Like escaped convicts do.
Yeah. And they get stopped at a cop barricade. And they're like, hey, you know, bad stuff's happening. And Hal's like, wait, what's going on? The hospital. I can see it from around the mountain. I know it's the hospital. Or does that guy say that there's something wrong with the hospital? I don't remember.
No, he just said there's a disaster up ahead. They're heading to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, there's a disaster up ahead. And then, yeah,
which, I'm questioning. How far is the hospital from the police station?
Apparently they're in two different towns.
That's what I was going to get at, because the driving is through buttfuck nowhere.
Yeah. And then they have to go through, you know, a freaking
mountain pass.
Yeah.
Like, they're in fucking South Park or something.
But he gets there and the hospital is completely decimated.
Yep.
And he gets arrested again.
Well, it's not that he gets arrested.
Yeah, he gets escorted out of the area. And he's, you know, like, oh, this is all my fault. I used the ring there. And he... you know, track the signature there, and now my friends are all dead. Everybody hates me.
And then Andy's dead. Andy's done dead.
Yeah. And then he gets to Ferris Aircraft Company, and it's all decimated, too.
Because he realized that's also where the Green Lantern went and where the signature went, and yep.
So he makes his way out to the middle of the desert to,
Avanser's
ship. And he's like, oh yeah, I have to recharge my ring. Why didn't I pay attention when I got the instruction manual to this, read it front and back, and know what I'm doing with it? And where in this instruction manual does it say that I can't touch yellow shit? No.
He learns that in a bit.
But he goes to use the lantern, and it, you know, sticks the ring to the lantern to charge it. And he's like, no, wait, no, what are you doing? Let go. And he's like, oh man, I'm back in my suit. Does that mean that guy's going to come get me? No, not really.
But I mean, he doesn't even think that.
He's like, hey, I need to know what the hell's going on.
Well, it also helps that he's he looks at the ring, he's like, what the hell are you doing to me? And then the ring starts talking back to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, why didn't you talk to me earlier?
I didn't know the ring could talk either.
It's just a program. So it's no different than like...
Kal-El's crystals.
Yep, exactly.
Fair enough. So, it's explaining all the stuff to him. You know, it's running him through. He's like, hey,
But I what I like is his, like, why didn't you talk earlier? And the ring's ask. Like, no inquiry was made. It's like, you fucktard, right? You
son of a bitch.
You never asked, all right. Yeah.
Like, hey, tell me about the yellow monster. And it's like, would you like me to, pop you back in time so you can see what's going on? And he's like, hey, yeah, that sounds great.
Which is actually kind of cool. I mean, it's a recording. A simulation. It's just playing out the previous event. Like,
Virtual reality. What's impressive, though, is replay. In spite of the fact that it can only do green, it does everything in color.
Look. You're not wrong.
Even yellow.
Anyway.
So, anywho, it shows, Abinsur getting attacked by Legion. And then, him like, hey, I'm going to fly away from you. You ain't going to get me. And he's like, ha, sucker, I got you. And I'm not sure what exactly he was using right there. Is that supposed to be a scythe that he's attacking him with? Up in the top corner on page 66, this one. Right up here.
Nope, I missed it. Sickle. Looks like a sickle.
Yeah, at first I thought it was supposed to be a hammer. Because I looked at the bottom and I'm like, wait, what the hell's going on?
I mean, it's still different than like a wheat sickle.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But so they're fighting, and for some reason he still tries to use his ring.
Well, he knows that his ring won't do anything to yellow. He knows that.
Yeah.
So he is, trying to
use the rest of the ship to attack the
surroundings.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does fire directly on them and it doesn't do anything. But that's besides the point.
He tricks him into walking in front of one of the docking bay doors. And he opens it up to space to jettison Legion out from the ship. But then he realizes that he's gotten his ass kicked too much. And he has the ship pilot to the nearest inhabited world of the H-type. Your greatest velocity ring. And... that's when he wrecks the ship.
Yep.
And then, right before that happens, or right after that happens, I should say, Legion breaks into the ship that they're in right now.
No!
And I love how the ring says, notice, we are no longer in playback mode. So what's the first thing that Hal does after finding out that, the ring doesn't affect this yellow guy? Oh, that's right. He attacks the yellow guy with a blast from the ring.
Yeah.
But through some fancy flying, he gets away from him-ish. And then he asks the ring about, making a nuclear explosion. And the ring's like, oh, yeah, the power drive in this, you can just, do that and make a big kapowie.
Yep. And that's where he does it.
Yep. And that's the end of this one.
Okay. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Green Lantern story.